The opinions expressed in this episode are not reflective of Spirit Live and Toronto Metropolitan University.
Okay. Let me take a sip of my water, because y'all already know how we get down. We have to moisturize the words.
Yes.
So you liked my first episode?
I did. I really did.
I'm really glad. What'd you like about it?
Just like... I don't know. Personally, the whole time I was like, real.
Okay, that makes me happy. Like, that's all I need, like, really and truly.
It was, I guess, because I also, like, felt like I related to most of the things you said, too.
Slay!
So it was like, wait, no, I feel you. And also, okay. Your delivery was so good, too. Like, really? You're actually easy to listen to.
Okay, no, honestly, enjoyable. When you sent that made me laugh a little bit, because I was like, not there being people hard to listen to.
No, there are some people that are hard to listen to. Like, you know when you have to press, like, 2X sometimes and hear people speak? Like, no, yes. I was chilling at the speed you gave me. Everything was good.
Period.
Sorry. I listened to it while doing my hair. I was like, oh, yep.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy. All right, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the fourth episode of The M Factor.
What?
Today, I am here with my very good friend, Gonza.
Hey, Miriam. Thank you for having me.
No, literally, thank you for coming on. And today, we're going to be talking about something very dear to, I think, both of our hearts.
Very dear.
And that would be the internet. We love her. No, love her so much. Genuinely wouldn't be half the person I am without her, I don't think. And like, I know that sounds sad, but honestly, like, we have to adapt to the times. And the times are technology.
Yes.
Right? So we love the internet so much. It is just, it's like a second person.
I was going to say, it's like, you know, for me, it's giving like, your cool aunt that like just lives at your house and
exactly she don't pay rent,
no, but she's there and she helped raise you,
and so it really just kept us company. And I was like, okay, if there's anybody who I want to be on this episode of like chronically online and like a little bit mentally ill, but like it's okay though.
But it's fine though
because guess the quality of the person
right
speaks for itself.
Thank you so much.
It is no other than Gonza.
When you messaged me about this, I was like, lol, because obviously you would ask me, but also obviously I'm so down. Like,
no, yeah.
I needed this platform. I just feel so seen is the thing. I feel so seen. Because whenever I'm with people who aren't as chronically online, it's so draining saying the funniest joke and no one gets it. I'm like, where were you guys though?
Where were you? How did you exist? Like, what did you do?
Like, what were you up to?
What were you up to? Because you weren't up to much, I don't think.
Maybe more. Actually, maybe they were up to more.
Maybe they were like, I don't know, like doing like extracurriculars.
Right?
Maybe they had soccer practice. Dinner with the family.
Right? Like, yeah, sorry, I didn't have that. So then I was, you know.
Yeah.
The void was being filled.
By the girls and the gays.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Honestly, I don't even know what got me to like get you in that way, because like obviously we were gonna cross paths like 100%. Obviously I was gonna pick up on the fact that you were like cultured, but I don't know how that even happened. Like, how did we click in that sense?
I can't even put a finger on it either, but I feel like the only thing that makes sense is whenever we are together, and like I just said before, whenever I make those chronically online jokes that no one gets, you always got them.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Then it was like, okay, yeah, this is yeah, the yeah. missing piece in my life.
Yeah, but I feel like we haven't like exercised it. Like, we just kind of know that like
know.
It's there,
right?
But like, you know, it's just that security and knowing. There's just not a lot of people who I've met who I like, I see myself in on like a concerning level, you know, but not in a way where I'm like, whoa, like we get every aspect of each other, but in a way where I'm like concerned for
right? Because like, I know this, but why do you know this?
Why
as well?
Do you know that? Like, what
but
did you go through?
Right? Okay, we need to get into that.
We really do. So I just kind of want to start with like a background. Like, I don't know why people become chronically online, but like, I feel like we hinted at it a little bit. Like, I feel like it just comes from, you know, you're from like a, maybe like an immigrant household and, you know, like.
Spending time with the family isn't a priority.
Like, especially as the young, are you the youngest? No, you're not. You have a brother.
Yeah, but like,
you were the youngest for a bit.
I was the youngest for 8 years.
Oh, okay. So that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Those are some pretty important years to like have to yourself, you know? Right? And so especially like when you have like older siblings, mm-hmm. like you have older siblings, right?
Yes. Like my older brother's 29. My older sister is 27, 8.
Right. No, girl. Like my sisters are like 36, mm-hmm. 33, 30, and yes. like 27.
Yes.
So I just feel like whenever you're young, you kind of have to find ways to entertain yourself, especially yes. when you have older siblings, because
they don't want
to
play no Barbie with you.
No, they have their own lives. And like when you have that unsupervised access to the internet, hey, I found my companion.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm really just, that's nostalgia for me.
No, honestly.
The internet.
No, it really is. And like, where did it start for you?
What was the first? I'm trying to think. What was it? Was it YouTube? Like, first social media platform that like I was really on, because I think it, yeah, YouTube. YouTube was like the oldest.
Yeah, YouTube was one of like the first, I think. So other than that, it was like you actually played games on your phone, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because, you know, there wasn't many platforms mm-hmm. to work with. But yeah, like it was Nyan Cat, like mm-hmm. Derp, you know, yes. like ASDF movies.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, do you know Salad Fingers?
I do know Salad Fingers. I hated Salad Fingers.
It was like, it made me uncomfortable, but I had to watch. I had to watch.
It was like addictive a little bit.
The React channel, that was my
oh
dream.
My God. React is so crazy.
Like being on the React channel, that if I was ever on, I would have been like, oh, I made it.
No, for real. And you know what? I always just felt like, damn, like they do not have the voice that they need. I need to be on this.
Because y'all are not. I would have given a better React.
100%. I would have had fans.
Right?
So I'm just like, when is it my turn, actually?
Oh my God. Did you ever watch those like American Girl doll videos? Like someone would own a bunch of American Girl dolls and then make like skits out of them.
No.
Or like Monster High. The Monster High dolls. No. Like they would make stop motion videos on YouTube.
I would indulge in those, but those were like not my main content.
No, that I loved those.
What were the storylines? Like what did they
get? Ghetto.
Give?
Especially the Monster High
ghetto
ones.
Ghetto is crazy.
Ghetto.
So they would fight?
Yes, they would fight, or like they would get, it was just real messy. Yeah. It was real messy.
Okay.
You don't have, you haven't heard that? It's like Deuce. You haven't seen that one? Okay, please.
So yeah, it's definitely started on YouTube
yes.
for me. Mm-hmm. What YouTubers did you watch aside from like React? Because I was a okay. big Miranda Sings fan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved Miranda Sings. Mm-hmm. I loved, okay, Superwoman.
Oh yes, Lily Singh.
Who else did I love? Oh my gosh, RCL Beauty 101.
Oh, okay.
I was into the like... Yes. The beauty community, but like before they actually were good at makeup.
Yeah,
and stuff.
When they were basic.
Like, oh my God.
Eyeliner tutorial.
Right?
Like, babe, I promise you that.
You know,
is
the
broken.
Eva Gutowski.
I love, literally,
my life is beaches every single night, messy buns and Christmas lights. Literally, my life. But it ate. That was a good song.
It was. See, in the real world, these brows are not on fleek.
Hey,
like, what?
Hey. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you, Eva.
And then her whole squad, you know. Then Miss Tila. Tila.
I was just about to say,
Miss
Teeler.
Miss
Teeler. She was okay. So there was YouTubers I watched and there was YouTubers I didn't.
Yes.
And Tila would peer into the YouTubers I watched section, but she wasn't like really.
No,
like,
she wasn't
in
like
it.
I wasn't like a fan, mm-hmm. but I would definitely. I
knew
definitely
of her.
There.
Everyone yeah. knew of her
because she was like within the same groups as yeah. most of the people that I would watch. Who else? Oh my God. You know, Gen X Pen and all of them ones.
I
didn't
know Gen X Pen. Yes.
Who else?
I loved Dan and Phil.
You know, that's one of those. I obviously know of them, but I never watched them for real.
You would like
real.
Them.
I feel like I would.
Yeah, no, they
I
were good.
I feel like I would. Mm-hmm. Who else? Trisha Paytas.
Ooh.
She, okay. Back then, though, I was an OG. Like, I was
really?
There.
I've never
I
met an OG there. Trisha Paytas fan.
No. Okay, she's, you know, just like,
yeah.
that's an episode on its own. I
yes.
feel like we could spend like an hour dissecting her life.
Yes, exactly.
But unfortunately, I think I really felt
connected to her.
Yeah. Because she was just like that.
She
that's
was unapologetically
raw.
Herself.
Like, not like unapologetically,
like
bro.
To a fault, even
yes, for sure,
especially to a fault.
Especially. Like, but, she's a... But unfortunately, she was there from the start.
From the beginning. Beninging.
Beninging. In the beginning. No, yeah. Okay. Vine.
Vine. Yes. Vine. Honestly, Vine was like a very vast thing for me. Like, I would watch... Because Vines, it was just whatever showed up on your timeline, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just watching all the Vines that everybody else was watching.
Yeah. Really. Mm-hmm. I was so like, okay, Vine meant so much to me.
No, seriously.
And I was there when like I had the app on my iPod.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, then, like people were late. People were
so late.
I was there. I was making Vines.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then when, what do you mean like it died? It actually died.
It literally like wiped itself out.
It did.
And I was just like, what do you mean we can't even go back? We can't even go back?
Right? What do you mean it's just no? It's just vanished? I'm like, okay, thanks. But then all the compilations on, did
me
I even
too.
Say that word right?
Yes,
that
you did.
Word always got me.
Complication.
But yeah, it was like Vines that buttered my egg roll.
No,
Vines
I love that cured that my depression. One. No, like honestly, I truly think that like if you were an avid Vine watcher, like I can trust you.
Thank you.
I can trust you as a person.
Yes.
YouTube questionable.
Mm.
Vine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were the local Vines, and then there was also like Black Vine too, which I was
honestly,
on to. Quinn.
Oh, we love Quinn.
Meech on Mars.
Meech on Mars. Oh my God, Meech on Mars.
Dope Island.
Yes, I loved them.
Yes. Guys, I love Vine. It means so much to me. Like, put any compilation on, I'm telling you, I'm going bar for bar for the whole, like, 20 minutes.
No,
bar for
like,
bar.
Actually, though, like, honestly, I think I want to do, like, a Vine challenge.
Yes.
Like, I'll just, like, say the first line of a Vine. Like,
oh my God,
maybe
yeah.
in a separate episode and, like, have a challenge and see who's really.
Really.
Really
we could,
online,
we could fight.
For real.
We could fight.
Because we could.
Yeah.
We could. Vine was extremely pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just, it's a judgment of character thing.
It is, I think. It is,
like,
it is. I love Quinn.
No, seriously. Like,
she was
there. Really great.
And, like, I can't even say, I don't think, like, she's the reason my personality is the way it is right now. Because even when I look back at, like, old videos, I'm like, wow, I've always actually been the same.
Yeah.
But she has, she's the
same
archetype.
The
same
way.
Yeah. And she's also very chronically online.
Exactly. Like
that's, I think, the only, like, maybe parasocial relationship I have.
A little bit. Just a little bit. But, like, honestly, it's okay.
It is okay.
I'd rather be Quinn than anybody else.
For sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. For sure.
You know? Because some people is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, like, go on, like, virtual worlds? Like...
Elaborate.
Online. Like, there's a website called Our Worlds. And, like, you would make your avatar look cute and you would talk to people online.
Oh, okay. Not that one, but like for me, maybe that was what Movie Star Planet.
Movie Star Planet, yeah. Things
right?
like that.
Things like that. Yes, Movie Star Planet was my ish, bro.
How old were you when you were on Movie Star Planet?
Gotta say 9 maybe.
Yeah. No, literally. And mind you, like there was like 16 and up year old
mm-hmm.
on that website. Like, and I honestly feel like communicating, well, one, having older siblings and like observing the way they talk,
yes,
it kind of just makes you a more like your communication skills, I think, a lot better as a child.
Yes.
And so that helped me in, you know, interacting
mm-hmm.
with
these older
grown
people. Because 9 is baby.
9 is literally baby, like formative years, and you're just like consuming all of this
right?
stuff that like you probably
should not.
Be. But am I funny because of it? Yeah.
100%.
And it's crazy how like I could turn it off too. Like I go to school and I'm a local just like everybody else.
Yes. Oh my God, local.
I go home and yeah, it's giving niche.
It's giving niche.
So I feel like that definitely. And the thing is like also trolling people on them
oh,
platforms as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
That was big.
Oh yes. That was like my little anger management
yes,
outlet.
Yes, a little outlet.
You know?
Everybody needs one. Honestly, I feel like people could tell that I was a kid, and so sometimes they'd mess with me. I'd be like, my dad's a cop.
Right?
And I'd scare them.
Because, like, how would you know when I can say whatever I want?
I can literally, I am who I want to be.
Thank you.
And you can't, so just watch yourself, because you will be getting sued. And then suddenly you're out of the server. Poof. Yeah, you're gone. You're gone, because you don't want to get caught. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. We're on a time crunch, y'all, which is super unfortunate,
it's
but we could literally, like, just do a part two.
I was going to just say part two.
We might have to do a part two, because I feel like
yeah.
this conversation needs to be, like, full, and,
yes.
like, we can't, like...
fully get into that with the time limit we do have.
Yeah,
however,
we have like 12 minutes. Coming soon. That's actually sickening. 12 minutes is crazy. When did you get Insta?
Insta. Oh, mm-hmm. I feel like, okay. My story of getting Insta is very silly. Mm-hmm. I remember in grade 4, I did not have Instagram, but my friends in class told me, like, get an Instagram account right now. This girl is literally, like, she's bullying you on Instagram right now.
Wait, I was
like,
how are you going to bully me and I don't even have the app?
I don't have the app. Fan.
No, literally.
Then I get the app. Okay, cool. She's a white girl. Yeah, cool. Calling me a gorilla, I think, or something like that. And I was like, oh, ooh, crazy. God. But I didn't really understand.
Canada?
Hell no. This was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this was also, what, 2012? But yeah, that was what got me on there. I didn't like understand the severity of being called a gorilla at the time, but that is what put me on there. So I saw that, you know, I reported her. Cool. She was dealt with. But then shout out her, because I probably wouldn't have gotten it at that time.
Everything happens for a reason.
But I really started getting into Instagram maybe grade 6.
Real.
Maybe grade 6. Yeah. Real. Spam.
Ooh, girl, I was about to get into that.
Is just pivotal to
pivotal. Like, when I tell you it is pivotal.
Right?
It is pivotal. Let's just get into that.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So, basically, it took me a bit
mm-hmm.
to get into spams. Yeah. I think that I got into spams in grade 8, grade 9.
Yeah. 2016, 17.
Yeah. And so, basically, I started on, like, you know, Scooby-Doo Fruit Snacks, like that Instagram account.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I started on, like, that was the like, big ones.
Yeah, the big ones, the locals.
Mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. The locals. And also, like, the Pi account, 3.14, da da da.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, those ones were good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I came across. I don't know how it happened. But there was an account. The person who ran the account's name was Avante and had this other person on it named Raven.
Okay.
And they were like niche spam, mm-hmm. like LGBT,
down.
Like black culture, like
yes.
Twitter mm-hmm. spam. And when I learned about these people, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my home.
I'm staying here, I'm never leaving.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was definitely, I feel like what introduced me into spam culture was definitely the Nicki Minaj fandom.
Oh, gosh.
Because that's something I was in. I swear I started listening to Nicki Minaj when I was like at least 8, maybe
no,
even
honestly,
7.
And I think, yeah.
Never left. But yeah, Nate Clips. Is that ringing bells?
100%.
Okay, thank you.
I was scared to talk about Nate Clips.
Oh, really?
I am scared of Nate Clips.
No, but that's what brought me there. And then all the other ones
were
like
a bunch of clones, Gonza.
No, there were.
People kept making, like, I was like, I don't know who Nate is anymore.
Right? Because there were so many Nate Clips. I remember the day. I probably have it somewhere on the interwebs. This picture of me in my computer lab class in grade 9 or 10 of the day that Nate Clips, the OG account, he was like, I'm going to stop posting.
And the world healed, not gonna lie.
Maybe. I literally shed a tear, though.
I know. I bet. No, but, like, yeah.
Someone took over now. He's still there. Shout out him, but he'll never be the OG. Instagram live takeovers. Nate was really...
No, Nate ran Instagram at one point. Like, honestly, it was, like, actually dangerous, like, how much power this man had. Like, I remember in 2019, like, I would be up till 5 a.m.
Yes.
So, basically, an Instagram live takeover is when somebody who has, like, a big following, somebody who is cultured, let's just say that. Somebody who is cultured has a very large fan base, okay? Stan base. And they send their followers to go and invade somebody's live.
Yes.
Somebody's Instagram live. These people, their Instagram lives, I want to say they have like 100 followers. So there's like these like random people on Instagram. And then people go into their live. They'll be like, look behind you. We're here.
Right.
Like,
we would do scary ones. They would make like group chats. Be like, okay, join this. say comment under here something if you want to be added to the group chat for this live takeover. I remember they did one on Malu Trevejo once.
Oh,
I was involved
gosh.
In that one. I forget what it was. It was maybe also Malu is. I was probably a fan of her. early until she started speaking.
Yeah.
Until she started speaking.
All
and then I was
do
like,
is
nah.
Talk and talk. Is he not bored?
Is you not bored?
I don't even like go out anymore. Like, I just go, I take my picture, I come back, I take off my clothes, and I sit in my bed.
And mind you, like, Nate was a visionary because how did he know that she was going to end up being problematic? Okay, y'all. We have talked so much, and obviously, like, we don't want to end it. Like, we want to keep yapping, but unfortunately, we have a time limit here.
We are being dragged out.
Yes. I can't even say that for real because I have to be grateful. But yeah, like, but we do have to go early, so there will be a part two.
Definitely part two.
Be ready.
Please be ready. Do your homework.
And yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you, Gonza, for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun. I can't wait to spill so much more beans.
Did you have fun?
I did. I feel so seen. Like, actually seen is the word.
Okay, I'm really
seen
glad.
And loved and cared for.
You are seen and loved and cared for.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.